Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Anybody want anything to drink? Maybe a soft drink?
What? Are you playing soda jerk?
Hey, who are you calling a jerk? That's it. I'm out of here.
Start this episode here with the ceremonial passing of the beer from Patrick to Jim. Here we go. There we go.
Bud Light.
Unfortunately, it's not a snow beer because it's August.
That's right. We wish. Be a good time for some snow.
We barely get snow in the winter here, so yep. August, forget it. Okay. It's Rock of the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
With us all week is
Bill Mulligan.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
And what we've been doing is because Bill called in and left several messages on our voice machine.
That's right.
With perfect pop picks, we decided scrap those, bring Bill in. You know, we negotiated a good day rate, something like that. We bring Bill in, and then he just, you know, talks about the songs he thinks are perfect.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing that pretty much all this week. Mm-hmm. We've gone through four of his picks so far. We're going to do one today.
Okay.
Because we're also going to slot in here another listener who called in and made one perfect pop pick. All right?
Now, Bill, I got to ask you, during this original surge of inspiration, was there a reason behind that, or were you just in the mindset, or had you been collecting some ideas and decided to get them all out there, or does it matter?
I didn't have anything else to do.
Okay. That's better than working. That's a good...
Okay, let's do the other caller first today, sure. And then we'll get to Bill's pick. All right,
sounds good.
So this is from Herb Fernandez.
Hi everybody. It's Herb calling this time from Falmouth, Massachusetts. Here on Cape Cod, from spending a few weeks with my family on vacation. And being here reminds me of probably my favorite New England band for my perfect pop pick. And the band is Buffalo Tom, and the song is Soda Jerk from, I believe, 1993 or so. And from the first time I heard it, it's just been one of my favorite songs for forever. It's always time that every time I hear that opening, that jangly, slightly overdriven guitar, it makes me turn it up to 11. I guess I'll probably start playing it now as I head off to the beach. So hope to see you guys at the Suburbs Podfest, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, Buffalo Tom Soda Jerk. I remember when this song came out.
Great
remember
tune.
It well from the album Big Red Letter Day, mm-hmm. which I had on CD. I probably still have on CD, but anyway, but point being, I used to play this one a lot in the car driving around.
Cool.
This to me was like windows down.
Yes,
like you said,
totally.
Turn it up to 11. It's just good drive around music. And a couple things I'll say about this song that I really like. Again, it has a really nice vocal melody. It has that kind of gallop drum thing that we talked about with the Nick Lowe song in some ways. But I also love the way Herb mentioned that kind of, you know, jangly kind of riff at the beginning. But that riff continues throughout the song, but much lower volume,
it's interesting.
Right?
Yep,
you
know, very interesting.
Which is an interesting thing. Usually when you hear a riff, think of like AC/DC or something like that. It's like you hear it and then it comes back. It becomes a theme that comes back at certain points of the song.
Yep.
But in this case, it kind of continues just at a lower volume as like sort of the foundation of the song, right?
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Very cool observation. And, you know, Buffalo Tom is a really cool band. I mean, I was looking to see which of their stuff I had. And I know I had their first album, which was on SST Records, produced by Jay Maskus. But to me, they kind of blend a little bit of what Dinosaur and Sebado did together in you know, another kind of a classic Boston sound. I mean, Dump Truck isn't all that far off, you know, that we talked about with Rob Gates either. So all those kind of things are in there. Yeah, if you don't know Buffalo Tom.
That's right.
Yeah, they're great.
Well,
early 90s, late 80s,
To me, they were also coming in at a time when alt-country was coming, becoming kind of big, and they kind of fell into that scene as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Right, right. Like Del Fuego's, like we talked about, too. So,
I've never heard of it before, but it was great.
Yeah. Really nice.
I could see how this would be something Bill would like.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love the drum sound on their records, too. It's good. Big, powerful. Big Dipper, again, too. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
Yeah. This is great. Great pick.
Really great pick.
All right. And now we turn to Bill.
To Bill.
For his pick of the day.
All right. My pick for today is Every Day I Write the Book by Elvis Costello. This is kind of a departure, you know. Of course, he was one of punk's or new wave's angry young men, and I normally hate it when an angry young man ceases to be angry. But
unless it's my kid, there you go. Anyway, that's a whole other show.
This song is different than all the stuff he had done before, at least in my experience. This is much more mellow, almost soothing. It's
a song you could have back in the day heard on like AM radio, for example, right? Don't you think?
Yes, definitely.
Just say a couple things about this real quickly. I think we talked a little bit about this song back when we did Elvis Costello Week long time ago.
Go over at Snyder's
with
Mike
Snyder. But this is one of my favorite Elvis Costello songs.
Same.
And I'll let Bill talk a little bit about the lyrics because I know that was in the message that you sent. But to me, I'll just want to address some of the music. I like the sort of R&B kind of quality too, with the backup singers and everything. I just can't get enough of that piano riff.
I know.
That piano riff is so cool. Even the very simple bass line at the beginning is super memorable. It just fits in with the song. Like, just really well crafted, really well thought out how this song was put together, which I do think, going back to what you were saying earlier, is interesting from a guy who, you know, sort of made his mark on the scene by doing this kind of like angry slashing kind of music, right? And here's something that's like very soulful.
Yeah,
you know what
true,
I mean?
Very true.
Right?
Yeah,
much right? more mm-hmm. restrained and emotional.
Yeah, that's
than
right.
What we've heard from him before.
And then again, just big theme wise, that whole idea of that, you know, every day we write our story, right? You know, the things we do every day matter in some way, right? We're creating our own, you know, our own path, our own future, what have you. But when you start to break it down and think about it, it's much more complex than that.
Right. Yeah. Sort of like the Police song, whose name I'm completely blanking on. The one that people play at their weddings because they think it's a love song and it's about a stalker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every breath you take.
Every breath you take.
Yep.
If at first pass, this might just be a sweet love song. And yet it's about a relationship that's got tension in it.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that tension between the music and the lyrics, maybe that's not an essential element to be a perfect pop song, but I like that. It's a good, it's frequently found in your great pop songs. You mentioned the piano, which I like, but there is kind of a strange staccato dee-dee-dee.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem to almost fit in. It adds a tension musically mm-hmm. in addition to the lyrical tensions. As I said in my original recording, I like, as a lawyer, I like the fact that he's got intellectual property concepts about even a perfect world where everyone's equal. I would still own the film rights and be working on the sequel.
That's right. That's really good.
It's so too. Witty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love, you know, like you guys said, sort of that easy kind of, yeah, like Bill was saying, he's like that song that kind of makes you move a little bit, shake your shoulders and all that. And also opening up and yet adding to one of the, you could either say richest or perhaps most overused, you know, phrases in rock and roll history is like the Book of Love, right? I mean, think about how many different songs take off on that, including Nick Lowe's amazing When I Write the Book, right? And, you know, many, many other songs. Yet somehow this song takes that territory and adds another amazing chapter, right, to this and is right up there. If you made a mixtape or a mix CD of all the songs based on Book of Love, this would have to be right in there as one of your first picks, you know, first names on the sheet. Really, really a great pick. And I've always loved this. I mean, kind of as Jim was saying too, I think, you know, Elvis had that image, right, of right, the angry young man and the, you know, the guy, the intellectual in the glasses, but still really angry and snarling. And that this sort of opened the door to another part of him and another part of his career that he went on to really mine that
That's
kind
right.
of sound. Yeah.
It's a very vulnerable song, right?
It
You're
is,
putting it all
totally.
Out there, right?
Yep.
With
yep.
a song like this. And, you know, one of the lyrics I know you like also, Bill, is... where is it here? All your compliments and your cutting remarks are captured here in my quotation
yeah.
marks, right?
Yeah. I like the fact that it takes the Book of Love concept
yeah.
and makes it literal. That,
right.
As you mentioned, somebody's actually writing a book about what's going on.
That's right.
Right.
Well, and to me, that's sort of like, I like that it talks about, it has both sides, the compliments and the cutting remarks.
Yeah.
But the point is, he's taking note of all of this,
yes,
right?
Right, right. You know? And I love that. And there's another song that I would put on that list. Maybe it doesn't quite connect, but it's by a band called The Beautiful South. They were kind of a branch of the House Martins, mm-hmm. If you remember them. But they had a song called Song for Whoever. And in that song, it's like, I have all these arguments and these conversations, and then I creep upstairs at night and I write it all down. And the chorus is, I've written so many songs about you, I can't remember your name. And yet, you know, it's that tradition of all that heartbreak that, yet somehow I'm going to get something out of this, you know, and write it down to make me feel a little better. It's amazing.
The thing I love about this is because obviously, you know, you could take it as metaphor, right? It's not like he's actually writing
yes.
the book, or maybe he's keeping a journal, maybe
yeah,
he's not.
You don't know.
But the point is, he remembers what you say.
That's right?
Right.
Yes.
And that's that's the key to this. We all sort of like create a record.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. That's it.
And it's important to remember that.
Whether it's written down or mental, it's
that's
still
right.
there. Yeah.
That's right. Another line you would point out to me earlier was, and I kind of, this wasn't one that immediately stuck out to me, but once you pointed it out to me, I'm like, this is pretty awesome. When your dream boat turns out to be a footnote.
That's great.
What a great turn of phrase, right?
You mentioned Nick Lowe. The two of them, Nick Lowe and Costello,
yeah.
They could write a line that was
And I love his singing on this. I mean, he's got that vulnerability in his voice, right? When he's opening up and singing these lines, it's really a great performance all the way around. It's perfect. And the back, those little background vocals are incredible too. Yeah.
I also thought this line was in some ways, there's another line here that I thought was in some ways a callback to Allison, which was the line he says, when you find strange hands in your sweater,
yeah.
Which I always thought kind of related to when, you know, the friend, takes off your party dress.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great pick. Awesome.
Super great.
Thank you.
Not just great. Super great.
All right. So that was the penultimate.
Yes.
Episode of Bill Mulligan's
what
perfect
rhymes
pop
with penultimate
picks.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the thrilling conclusion. Two more songs. Looking at what they are right now, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. And with that, we'll move on to tomorrow. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Bill Mulligan.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Every breath you take.
It's infectious. Brain freeze.